Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Hochul says it's working. Yeah, she gave a report card today on the cell phone ban in schools put in place at the start of school last fall. They surveyed some 600 teachers, students, and administrators. So far, the reviews have been pretty good. And although she hadn't signed off on it, somebody asked her if the program could expand to screen time, that is, cutting out pads that younger kids have used in class.
I spent a year going around the state, gathering information, assessing it, analyzing it, and coming up with a really solid policy. So I would engage in that before I would give an answer on how I feel about this.
Yeah, the governor ain't crazy. She ain't just going to step out there and do it, she says. Translation, they've been testing out the use of screen time among younger kids, but they're wondering if it's worth it or would they be better off without them. So we'll see. Back to the cell phone ban, though. She says kids are less distracted, the big kids. They're doing their work, and a funny thing happened on the way to the lunchroom. They were actually talking to each other. Get out of here. And not necessarily texting. And one other big takeaway, a negative side effect of secret texting has subsided.
60% of the responses said that bullying itself was down. Bullying was down. So young people could just go through the day without being harassed and feeling focused on something else other than making connections with friends, making new friends.
Yeah, the cell phone ban went into effect at the start of the school year. We'll let you know if there's any traction to the idea of banning pads, that is, the screens as well. A mandatory nightly curfew covering a half-mile area around Delaney Hall will remain in place for now. That curfew ordered over the weekend by Newark Mayor Ross Baraka following clashes between protesters and state police. Demonstrators claim that the people being detained at the ICE facility are being kept in dirty conditions, eating terrible food, and getting no access to medical care. The nightly curfew runs from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. A teenager charged now in the murder of a man in Times Square last month.
17-year-old Jaden Sanchez is charged with terrorizing people on several occasions in Midtown over the last 2 months, ending in the stabbing death of a man who was sleeping on a ledge. Authorities say Sanchez and two others woke up Leonidas Baez by throwing his bag at his head. Then one of them threw a cup of their own urine at him before Sanchez allegedly stabbed him in the heart with an 8-inch blade. In other incidents, authorities say Sanchez stabbed two others working at a newsstand and a souvenir shop. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Albany lawmakers have agreed to give Mayor Mamdani an extra 2 years to implement a 2022 law mandating smaller class sizes. The previous deadline was the 2027-28 school year, but the city will now have until the 2029-30 school year as to cap class sizes between 20 and 25 students, depending on the grade level. State Senator John Liu, who chairs the New York City Education Committee, tells 1010 Winds reducing class sizes is pretty critical for learning.
Teacher-student ratios are important. Most people understand that smaller class sizes where teachers can give more individualized attention to students result in better educational outcomes.
Yeah, it says the extension is expected to save the city about $500,000 next year and help the mayor balance the budget. This means that only 70% of classrooms must comply with the caps by this fall instead of 80%. An additional 10% will be added each year until the system reaches full compliance. A person has been arrested this afternoon in the fatal stabbing of a 28-year-old man in Massapequa. For those wondering, that's what all the police commotion was about there.
I've known him my whole life, so I'm pretty upset.
This woman says she's lived across the street from the 28-year-old victim here in Massapequa her whole life.
It's definitely something you don't want to wake up to at 2 in the morning, especially hearing that he did die.
Authorities say the male victim was stabbed to death and police dogs and helicopters were here for hours searching for the suspect. Authorities say they arrested a 22-year-old woman.
About like an hour later, the girl came out and the cops had her.
The victim's sister lives down the street. You can see people hugging one another on the front lawn. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A 7-year-old boy recovering after he was bitten on the leg by a raccoon. Oh my goodness. The incident happened Saturday evening near Maple Field and Community Garden in Ridgewood, New Jersey. I bet your little man had a fit. Police say they also got a report about a sick-looking raccoon on Sunday crossing Meadowbrook Avenue. Animal Control has been notified. Residents urged to supervise their children, look after those babies and pets when you're on the outside, and please do not feed, approach, or handle wild animals. Party over here. New York City throwing a big party celebrating Marilyn Monroe on what would have been her 100th.
Marilyn Monroe would have been 100. And on her 100th birthday, she's celebrating with six lucky seniors at the Golden Gate Rehabilitation and Health Center.
Hi, everybody. Happy 100th birthday to me.
While the real Marilyn will never be forgotten, this performer looked and sounded a whole lot like her.
So I'm so happy to bring back that old times.
And even got people here at the Golden Gate to wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, dear Marilyn.
Seniors say this blast from the past got them feeling 100 and fabulous. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Willowbrook, Staten Island.
Oh, my goodness. They say there were some beautiful 100-year-old sisters there and young men as well. I say young men. I could say that. Oh, my goodness. That's a good one. Thank you for that, Mary Lynn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.